Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to the podcast, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. I am your host, Jess, and I am so excited to officially welcome you to the very first unlocking series of 2026, you guys. If you're new to the show, welcome here. If you're not new, welcome back. If you're not new, you know that this is the place where we blend all things business and spirituality in service of the divine feminine. And I just unlock it every single Thursday here on these solos. And I really see in my third eye this cosmic keychain inspired by the tattoo on my heart, where I give you a key that I have personally handed to myself to unlock all the sticky lock that have kept me stuck and small and dim and in scarcity and in self-limiting beliefs and a lack of joy and vitality in my life. Like, I've been there, done that. It's a journey. It's not to say that I'm never in those vibrations, but it is a constant decision to evolve, full stop. And the beautiful thing about being a sovereign, self-empowered human being here on planet Earth is that we have choice. We hold the key. The keys have been in our hand the whole fucking time. And the matrix and the programming and the constructs of our inherited family trauma and conditioning across society, media, culture, education, healthcare has told us that somebody else holds the keys. And we have to wait to step into our truth and our joy and our highest calling. And I call bullshit. So every single Thursday I come on and I hand you a key from my heart to your heart, pun intended, to put into your own hand. And unlock the lock that has been keeping you in the dark of the truth of who you really are. So welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, you guys. I'm so on fire. It's the year of the fire horse, soon to be. It's not happening yet. It's not until February, but I'm already feeling the energy. And before I get into today's topic on the unlocking series, I want to just remind you all, if you have not yet left a review on the podcast, I want to encourage you to do that, but I'm going to do something really fun this year. I've kind of already started this, but I'm bringing it back. I am chocked filled with a whole bunch of spiritual hustler swag and lightworker hats. I've got lightworker beautiful baseball caps. I've got spiritual hustler sweatshirts. You guys, these sweatshirts are like luxe. They're yummy. They say the whole brand slogan on the sleeve, a beautiful quote on the back. They're this taupe color. They're ridiculous. And I also have spiritual hustler beanies, black and white with gold stitching. You guys, my swag, you can't get my swag pretty much anywhere these days, except on the podcast. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do lovingly and encouragingly is to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, a couple sentences on Apple. It's important that you leave it on Apple and screenshot that review. Send it to me in a DM, that screenshot over on Instagram in my DMs at Jessica Zweig. And I'm going to be picking a whole bunch of winners. You guys, I have so much swag. I am showering my community this month and every month till I run out. Truly. And I have a lot. So I want to reward you guys. I truly want to give back in reciprocity, not just for the review, but for your being here and for you being a part of this community. And there's no one else in the world I'd rather shower with my incredible swag than you guys, so that you can wear it and you can rock it. And we can show up in the world as these spiritual hustlers we are and create the movement, because you are the movement. So I just want to thank you for that review. Screenshot it, 5 stars, a couple sentences, send it over to me on Instagram. I will get your address personally and send it to you. If you're not yet subscribed, make sure you go ahead and do that. And of course, share this podcast with anyone in your life that needs to hear it. And I feel like you are going to need to hear this today, you and all of your friends, because this was something that pretty much changed everything for me. And I want to really dive into identity today, because I know you're all listening to this show because you want to grow your businesses, you want to make more money, you want to have more wealth and freedom in your life, you want to have more success and impact. But here's the truth that no one really tells you, is that wealth does not respond to your strategy. It responds to your self-concept. Your identity is the frequency that your business, your money, and your opportunities calibrate to. I have watched so many women inside of my world, my friend group, my own community, myself being one of them at times, for a long time actually, hustle, like the toxic hustle, not the spiritual hustle. They over-strategize, they burn out, they rebrand, they pivot, they refine, they reinvent, and then they still wonder why they're not seeing the next level. They do all the things that they think they should do. And every time I coach my clients and my students, we always find the same exact root cause. The identity that they are operating from is too small for the vision that they are asking for. So as we move into this massive energetic shift in 2026, you guys, this is the year of female entrepreneurship. Hear me now. It is our year. It is our fucking year. Identity work is becoming the most crucial currency that you can hold in 2026. When I say identity, let me break this down. I don't mean aesthetics. I don't mean personal branding. I don't even really even mean confidence. Identity is your own internal blueprint. It is your self-perception. It is how you see you. It is the energetics that you walk through the room with and you lead your business with. It's the decisions that you make without even thinking. It's the standards that you hold. It's the truths that you are willing to stand in and embody. Identity is the actual operating system of your soul, your life, your career, your business that runs everything else. Now, most women build businesses from their current identity, right? Instead of the identity of the woman that they are becoming. And there's often a gap. And that gap is okay. I want to address the gap between the current you and the future you. And I really want you to sit with the woman who already has the business, the wealth, the visibility, the support, the peace, the leadership power. I want you to actually feel into her now, that woman that you know you are, the woman that you've been working so hard to become. Feel into her now and sense, what comes up in your body? Do you feel resistance? Do you feel fear? Do you feel a tightness? Or do you feel a readiness, an expansion, a growth in your cells coming online where that bridge actually closes in your own awareness of your relationship to that identity? Does she feel scary, not possible? Is she making you clench? Let's feel into why. If she's getting you excited and you already feel like she's arrived, then let's go. The gap is not going to be ever bridged by hustling or tweaking your fucking logo or one more funnel audit. None of that is it. It is bridged by identity alignment, coming into coherence with the woman that you say you want to be. And I have been talking to so many women lately who can feel that that woman is coming. She's here. 2026 is that energy, calling them into a completely new version of themselves, full stop, no more apologies. This is not a surface shift. This is an identity shift. And this kind of shift is what will change the entire trajectory of your entire year.
Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Now, I will tell you, when I really clicked into this, you guys, I can really point back to the moment where I was so bruised by my past business failure, you guys. I mean, if you've been here for a minute, you know I went broke at the age of 33. I had a horrible business divorce with my former business partner. I had all this shame and self-loathing. I had autoimmune disorders. I had no money in my bank account. My body was inflamed. I had so much disconnection to who I was really becoming. I couldn't even see her. I couldn't even feel her. And I'll never forget, I clicked into who I wanted to be, like the true me, like my true identity, in one of the quietest, softest moments I had ever had up until that point in my life. I was sitting outside in a park and I was meditating. And I had just begun my meditation practice. And I remember seeing all of those layers, the failed entrepreneur, the socialite, the toxic business partner that I could be at times, the bad girlfriend that I felt I was because I had borrowed all this money from my boyfriend, who's now my husband, because I was so broke. All of these layers of my quote unquote identity just fall away. And I felt myself come into this very simple sense of myself that was clear and pure and healthy and self-loving. Like, I remember loving that feeling of coming into the depths of that version of me. She was real. And it was from that moment, it was really a turning point. And I started to move, as I've been saying this whole time, from that identity. I started trusting that my value wasn't in my bank account. My value wasn't in my struggling relationship with my boyfriend. My value wasn't in my past mistakes. My value wasn't even in my past successes because I had had them. My value was within me, just being me. And from that place, I started building my company, Simply Be, the business that I would scale to multi-millions in revenue in less than 7 years and exit. It wasn't my strategy, you guys. It wasn't the team that I had built. It wasn't the revenue milestones. It was when I realized that I had built that business from an identity of truly leading it, not proving anything. For sure had seasons throughout those Simply Be years where I dipped back in to proving. I had a lot to prove, in fact, at the beginning of that business. But I started to really shed, because this is an ever-evolving process, that feeling of needing to prove myself as myself being enough. And that wasn't confidence. That wasn't all of a sudden Jessica became confident in herself. She became sovereign in herself. It was energetic. It was a blueprint, as I said before, that said, I am a woman who gets to lead in my own way. And every time I've ever up-leveled since, the pattern has been the same. And I've quantum leaped multiple times since then. And it's always identity first. It's always who am I being in this moment? Action second and wealth third. And I really feel another identity shift coming collectively for women right now as we enter the year of the fire horse. It's honestly one of the biggest I've ever fucking seen. The timing of this year, the frequency of it is so powerful. Now, I want to just unpack a couple perspective identities that you might be adopting and embodying without even realizing it. The good girl identity, the one who's always operating from approval, playing small, prioritizing harmony over truth, right? Want everyone else to feel good. Like, as long as everyone else is good, I'm good. That's the good girl identity. Does it sound familiar?
Maybe you are working with the shadow CEO identity. I certainly relate to the shadow CEO identity, believing that you need to do it all. You need to kill yourself. You need to work your ass off in order to deserve success. Money doesn't grow on trees, Jessica. You have to work hard. I can hear my parents right now. Remember, it's conditioning. Maybe it's the past self identity, letting those old narratives, those failures from your previous business, your previous client engagement, your previous breakup define your current reality and your current capacity. Or maybe it's the conditional worth identity, where you only feel worthy when you achieve something, when you produce something, where you're validated by someone or something else. And most women build their businesses from one of these identities, and then they wonder why they are plateauing. This is really my call to all of you this year. We are entering a year that amplifies not your strategy, not your brand, not your vision. Your power identity will accelerate you, and your small identity will confine you. So what are you going to choose, babe? Because 2026 holds a frequency of speed. It is the year of the fucking fire horse. Expansion, destiny activation, sovereignty, trailblazing, ignition, fire. It doesn't respond to the identity of who you have been. It is only going to respond to who you are becoming. And there is an activation for this coming very early in the year. A collective doorway, let's say, for the women who are really fucking ready to step into that identity. And I'm going to tell you more about it shortly, very soon. Stay tuned. I promise it's coming soon. But before we wrap, I just want to leave you with just a few questions. You can journal on these. You can spend some time meditating on them. But I just want to ask you to ask yourself, number one, who is the woman that I am becoming? What standards does she hold? And what does she no longer tolerate from herself as much as other people? Write them down and look at those answers, because in those answers are your blueprint. Here's the part that no one is telling you. Identity isn't affirmations. It's embodiment. It's choosing differently. It's showing up differently. It's deciding differently. And in a few weeks, I'm going to guide you through this process that takes this to an entirely new level. But today I want you to start with these. Hear me now, sister. You are not meant to enter 2026 as the version of yourself who doubts her power. You are not meant to lead with your old patterns. You are not meant to walk into your destiny carrying the weight of who you used to be. You're meant to evolve. You're meant to expand. You're meant to ignite. And if you're feeling this shift, if you're feeling this whisper inside of you that it's time, I want you to truly trust it. I trust it for you. You've got to trust it for you. I know it's in you, because we're just getting started. Like, if you think everything you've done is big, just wait. This year, what's coming next is big. In the spirit of the fire horse, giddy up. Let's go. Let's ride. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.